This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you take those two perimeter players with their size on the outside, that changes anything that that offense was capable of last year, just because you have more winners, whether they're matchup winners or whether they're just, hey, we're going to give you a chance winner. So those two guys, if they're really able to, one, take a step forward in Keon, and two, Palmer just solidify himself, that's a big elevation in your pass game.
Dan Orlovsky, who was on One Bills Live yesterday, also saw him a little bit on ESPN. Football season is upon us. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Eagles and Cowboys tonight. You can hear the game here on WGR. And, yeah. What else?
Go Eagles?
Sure.
Beat them by 50.
I might have to get back to
your Eagles hate.
You know, we'll see. We'll see if it just comes out organically. I like AJ Brown. I like Smith. I like Barkley. I don't mind Hurts. I've got no problem with him. It's Sirianni, you know. I don't know. I hate the tush push. That's key.
Yeah.
What else?
I could get back to hating Sirianni very quickly.
I think I'm fine with them. Because to be brash and to be, I guess, to be a team that isn't always kumbaya everything and they're just out to win at all costs, like, I respect that. So I think I'm good with the Eagles.
Even if they might, like, the coach and the quarterback might still kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. They win anyway.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. Something just flashed in my head. What was I going to get to? It was about the Eagles a little bit, about Sirianni, about, I don't know what it was. It'll come back maybe. I was looking for information.
Was it the void year thing that Spotrac broke down?
Yeah. It was a little bit of that. That Spotrac listed all the teams with void years and who's using the most, and the Bills and the Eagles have the most.
Yeah, the number of contracts that contain void years in them.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have
18. And the Bills have 18. The Bills,
like, their 18 have more years on them, I think, and more money committed long term. But in terms of the volume, you're doing it with players.
Yeah, the Bills did it this year with Bosa. I don't know if Ogunjobi has a void year or not, but
I think he does. He has two. Okay. He has two.
Yeah, there are a lot of Bills players that have void years now. So, you know, it's interesting. What does it really mean? It means that they're, well, they're up against the cap, and they're trying to find ways to push it into the future.
Right.
That's what that means.
Use Ogunjobi for an example. So he has a one-year contract, right? So this year, he signed a one-year $6.6 million cap hit. And his cap hit this year is 3.1. How is his cap hit less than half what the money he's getting is when it's only a one-year deal? Because there are actually three void years on here. He'll count 2.5 next year not being on the team, and then $900,000 in 27, $900,000 in 2028. He'll have been gone for three seasons.
Yeah, it's one of the things we got to yesterday about how different teams do their cap differently, and you know, where's all the money for the Bills? They spend it on middle and lower contracts more than most teams. But yeah, like where the Eagles might be using their void years on Barkley's and A.J. Brown's, I should pull it up and find out. I'll do that right now. The Bills have void years on Daquan Jones, A.J. Epinesa, Joey Bosa, Larry Ogunjobi. They have 18 contracts. Of we'll find more here.
Yeah, versus the Eagles who have, like, the Eagles have four void years on Hurts' contract.
Yeah.
And it's a ton of money. It's it's like $100 million in void year money just on the Hurts contract spread out over 4 years. And they could extend him at that point, but
yeah, I'm sure Allen has some too, right? Like whatever. What's more interesting than salary? Allen has three void years.
Okay. Yep. All right.
What's more interesting than salary cap talk about the 2031 void years?
Yes.
I was trying to find out if there's any sort of details on tonight's like presentation. Is there a halftime show? Is there a kickoff show where we're going to watch this band perform at midfield? Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't found that.
I don't know if they normally do that.
It's the NFL kickoff special. There's got to be a concert in Philadelphia as a result. Yeah.
They got to have a concert.
NFL kickoff Thursday concert. I'm telling you, like some country star is playing outside the stadium.
On for the fans there or on TV?
Yeah, here you go. Well, they might show it on TV a little bit. The NFL holds a kickoff concert and celebration each year as part of the NFL kickoff game. Free and open to the public, interactive experiences, entertainment to kick off the season. So there's got to be a concert of some sort tonight. I just haven't seen who it is.
Can you ever remember watching a concert during the NFL kickoff game?
No.
Like during halftime?
I was trying to bring it up for the purposes of us talking about who would be there.
Oh, I see. I see.
Here are past performances.
Not because
ready?
You want to watch it. Okay.
No, just because I want to know.
I see.
Is it Imagine Dragons? You know, who's showing up this year? It's Enrique Iglesias, Bon Jovi, and Eve did it in New York 1 year.
I've got a trio.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I've got Eve and Alicia Keys did it once in New York. I've got Bon Jovi. Hold on. Okay. Aerosmith. Mary J. Blige, Aretha Franklin, Britney Spears. How about Britney Spears in 2003?
Okay.
See, that's way back.
That's a good get.
Now, let me see who the most recent are because we've got 48 pictures of artists. In 2000, we're at 48. All right. All these pictures are loading. That's what. So last year, Shawn Mendes did it in 2018 in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And 2017, Flo Rida at Gillette Stadium.
Peak Florida, 2017.
One Republic in 2016. Maybe they stopped doing it because the most recent picture I have is from 2018. But this used to be a thing that they had Dierks Bentley, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, and T-Pain in Foxborough. Grace Potter, Train, Ellie Goulding, Pharrell, Soundgarden, Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. Anyway.
I'm trying to find something, too, and they had concerts for the Christmas Day games last year.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce did one.
Yeah, these big-time like games, they usually want to roll out something to get people out in the streets and have a good blimp shot or a drone shot that show, here in Philadelphia, 24,000 people are out in this square for this game, the watch for a watch party, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. 803-0550, our phone number.
In terms of celebrities that are just there, I mean, this is an easy one, right? Philadelphia, I feel like, is one of the easier ones to predict. Because
We get our game back.
We get our game back. Predicting what celebrities we're going to be in Philly or whatever night game is that night.
Bet the celebs that'll be on the broadcast. I forgot about this game.
Philly is so
easy. We call this the Ted Danson game, don't we?
Yes.
Because you want
waiting on Ted Danson to appear in an NFL game.
You guessed that Ted Danson will be shown at SoFi Stadium?
Yes. We never confirmed he wasn't there that night.
That is true.
He just wasn't shown on camera.
He may have been there. He may have asked, no, thank you, guys. I'm going to keep it kind of low-key tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he lives in Los Angeles. We don't think he's ever taken in an NFL game. There's two teams there. Maybe he's never done it. Philly's easy. Kevin Hart will be there all the time.
Yep.
And Bradley Cooper.
Okay, Rob Riggle is the Chiefs?
Isn't Rob Riggle a fan of, like, every team?
Maybe.
Rob McElhenney, Wrexham owner.
Yeah.
New name, though. Rob Mack, right? He changed his last name. Yes. He'll be there. Is Michael Phelps Philadelphia?
Baltimore.
Phelps,
yeah. Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right. That's a good top three, I think.
Will Smith, Philly fan.
Okay. Right.
So tonight's the night. NFL opener. Get those fantasy lineups set.
Tonight's an easy one for fantasy. You're just starting near your big hitters. You're starting CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown and Barkley, Hurts.
Did you see Brian Mazurowski tweet out a fantasy format? I don't know if he is in this league or he just saw this. A kicker premium league. He called it the Big Leg Premium. You see this tweet?
I did not see this tweet.
He screenshotted something, and I got to decide if I want to be in these fantasy leagues. I'm, by the way, in too many fantasy leagues. Don't ask me how many. It is somehow I have I'm the frog in the boiling pot of water where it's getting slowly warmer and warmer. I'm up to 11 fantasy leagues.
Wow, yeah.
But like five of those are guillotine. That doesn't count. And a vampire league also doesn't count. And our wide receiver league kind of doesn't count. I don't know why they don't count. Anyway, what was I talking about?
The kicker premium league?
Yes, kicker premium, yes. Big leg premium league.
Yep.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Points for a 60-yard field goal.
Uh-huh.
17.
That's insane.
Wait. Points for every missed field goal, minus 6.
Jeez.
I think that might have been only 60-plus. So imagine you're watching this game, and your team, you've got a big leg kicker, and like they're going to try one from 60 here. This is a 23-point swing on your fantasy. Oh, my God. You've never been more invested in a kick in your life.
That is so gimmicky. It's
Tyler Bass.
What about
come through for me, baby. I don't even know what the score of this game is, but yeah. This is 23 points on my card.
What about like these field goal attempts where like, hey, there's 1 second left in the half. Like 71, yeah, just try it. You know,
big leg premium, baby.
No expectation that you're actually going to make it. And you kind of know watching that, this dude's going to miss.
I just see like that happens. Like, and it looks like they're going to walk him out for the 71-yarder.
I mean,
and you're just, no, come on. There's a false start on the guy on the end of the line. They back him up. Like, all right. Turns out they're just going to kneel it.
I mean, I would take that Jaguars kicker that made a 70-yarder in round one. Right?
I mean, right.
You take him early.
If you're, well, I guess you would ask this. Would you want to take the big leg guy, or would you avoid it because you don't want these 23-point swings?
I see. You want the who's the modern-day Ryan Lindell, who's just going to be buckets from 30 to 40, and he's never going to kick anything past 50.
Everyone likes to trash playing not to lose, but you might decide, you know what, maybe I don't want to get in the 60-plus-yard big leg premium game.
Yeah, although the Cowboys kicker who will play tonight, Brandon Aubrey, he has like a crazy percentage from
deep,
from 50 plus, and I think even he's made a couple from 60. He made a 65 yarder last year. So 50 plus yard field goals last year, Brandon Aubrey was 14 of 17.
Wow, is he the number one pick?
That's the thing.
Like,
if your
14.
League's got Brandon Aubrey going in the first round,
I
know your league's 14, just a bit too gimmicky.
14, 17 point plays, Joe. That's like wide receiver 3,
right?
Each week. Maybe not wide receiver 3, but 14. Wow. I might want to get in this league. All right.
Well, that's for 50.
Brian Mazurowski.
That's for 50 plus. You said 17 was for 60 plus?
60 plus, yeah.
But at that
points.
Rate, I got to think 50 is got to have some bonus, too.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I did have a Let's Get Stupid thought for our wide receiver league that's only wide receivers. Maybe I'll get to that. Let's get some calls, though. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm just getting a little frustrated with all this nonsense with some of these guys bitching about McDermott. I mean, we haven't had – who are you going to get? We haven't had a guy this good coaching this team in decades. And, I mean, all these guys are doing is just bashing it. And I had to call because it was just frustrating the hell out of me. Because, I mean, who are you going to get that's going to be better than McDermott? He's completely changed the culture of this team. Every single guy that is on this team is here because they want to be here. You've got guys that came back to this team because they want to be here. They love the culture. They love the coaching staff. Everybody who's bashing these guys, pull your head out of your butts, take a breath, and get it into your brain because there isn't anybody that's going to do better right now than McDermott is and Bean. Those guys have been doing phenomenal as far as playing. I'm 65. I've gone through all of the seasons of the lost Super Bowls, all that nonsense. I get it. You know what I mean? Everybody gets frustrated with that stuff. But come on, dude. Seriously. I'm just going to hang up and listen.
Yeah, there's one thing I would always say. Like, listen, you can be somewhere in between fire the coach and no one could have done a better job, and that's, I think, normal. Because if you tell if you say who you're going to get, my reaction to that is always, I say that all the time. Who do you think you're going to get? Who's the name? But that's kind of a rhetorical question because I'm willing to listen to names. I don't know who the owner would pick. But as soon as you say no one could do better, you're saying that no one could have won a Super Bowl with Josh Allen by now. And that to me sounds like it's not realistic. Like somebody, I don't know who it is. I don't know that anybody out there could identify some hot coordinator that could have done it. Maybe you have a thought in your mind. Maybe they should have hired, you think they should have hired Bill Cowher. I don't know. But when you say no one else could do better, you're saying that Josh Allen has not done enough to win a Super Bowl because they haven't won one.
Right. And that part I'm not on board with. And I'm also, like, to me, I'm not afraid of the who you going to get because Josh Allen's your quarterback. If you're afraid of who the owner would hire, then we could talk about that. But it's not, this is not the drought Bills. If I am the best up and coming coach in football, if I am Ben Johnson 2.0 and I'm looking to get a job in the next couple of years, and I think that the Bills job is about to become available, I would pass on every gig in the league because I'm going to get that job doesn't come open to coach a quarterback that good. So to me, on that front, there's nothing to be afraid of on who would become the next head coach unless you're afraid of who the owner would pick.
The Ben Johnson point, I tend to agree. I do think there might be a difference, though. If you are the hottest coordinator and another team has a young stud quarterback who you think is great, and I know I'm asking you here to bet against Josh Allen, but you know what's the old phrase? You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy. You don't want to replace Sean McDermott in six consecutive division titles. You go in there, your expectation is sky high. It's Super Bowl or bust in your first year. What did Ben Johnson do? He went to a franchise that hasn't won a significant game in a half a century almost.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they made the NFC champion. They made the Super Bowl 20 years ago. So, like, Ben Johnson goes in and gives himself some grace, build it from here. He's trying to change the culture. If, in a world where the Bills move on, you know, every coach is going to have their own, but wouldn't any coach that comes here want to be like, you guys got a lot going right here. I don't want to mess too much up.
Yeah, maybe. It's not the Chiefs. On it. It's not Andy Reid retiring and then going to Kansas City. That's following the guy. This is going to a team that hadn't won. And that, to me, would make it a little bit different. So, sure, like I do think, like, you know, how much credit would you get? Like, would you making your own mark if you've already got Allen in there and you're an offensive guy?
Put it this way. They go out in the divisional round, they hire a new coach, and the people like that caller are happy. And then that guy goes and gets a wild card in year one.
And loses in the wild card?
Sure. Fired? How could you only get that far?
How right? Likely?
How likely is that? I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, because to me, like, I don't know. I'm not just going to say that it's just about anybody. You could hire Adam Gase, and I don't think it's as likely that they'll make the divisional round as they do with Sean McDermott.
Sure.
But I think with a lot of coaches, you're probably making the divisional round like every single year. And that sounds so insulting to McDermott, and I know it does, and I don't even mean it to come off that way. I just think that's the power of having this quarterback.
Right.
And why I'm okay if you don't want to fire McDermott. I don't need to fire McDermott right now. But it is not because I'm afraid of what they're going to be if they were ever to move on from him. But the thing, though, that like I almost feel like we're wasting time if we talk about coordinators as somebody that would do that, isn't if the day they ever actually do it, isn't it for somebody else that is a winner or like the Sean Payton type, the guy who's won the Super Bowl and he's currently available and he's a big name, you know, like not some up and coming 36-year-old wizard. It's the 55-year-old that's got a ring on his finger.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. It's funny, anytime a McDermott conversation comes up, and this is Mike Florio, who we played earlier in the show, saying like, oh, eventually it's got to be, you go from back-to-back calls of like, I don't think he's going to do it, to I can't imagine anyone ever being better. And the reality is that aren't we all kind of somewhere in the middle?
I think like, most people.
Do I think someone could have done better? I think it's entirely possible. I think that's true of a lot of coaches, a lot of teams. Do I think that it could get worse? Of course.
Sure.
Am I, you know,
if they hired Belichick, it'd probably be a disaster.
Right. Maybe. 803-0550 to join us. Next up on the phones, we'll get to, sorry, who's next?
Jeff in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Oh, there we go. All right. Sorry, I cut you off a little bit there. Just a quick question. You know, as a guy who grew up in Western New York and played for Nick Sirianni's brother at Southwestern High School, what is your guys' view on Nick Sirianni? Because I listen to your guys' show every day and while I'm working. And I guess I got like a mixed bag of feelings because like Nick was my coach as well my senior year for like, I don't know, 2 weeks because he was a Chiefs coach at the time. So he only coached our receivers for 2 weeks. So I guess I just kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on him. That's all. I'll hang up and listen though.
Sure. We're talking about him in the context of whether or not you're rooting for his team to win.
Right. And he comes off as he's very different than most coaches. He's very brash. Like there's the run-ins with his own fans, right? Remember there was, didn't he put his hand to his ear when they like won a game because the fans were criticizing him? Like, oh, how about me now? Yeah. Like, just stuff like that, I think.
Right, that's going to bother some people, and other people are going to like that, maybe.
Right.
The thing I like is that the Eagles, to me, look like a franchise that, I mean, really, they are cutthroat, winning at all costs, and they, I don't know if they don't let the stuff bother them, but what did he do when A.J. Brown read a book on the sidelines, and it was supposed to, you got to cut this guy, he just didn't? I feel like Sirianni might be a good example of you don't have to care about that. Mm-hmm. He just didn't bother. Maybe it bothered them. They just kept going. Like, whatever. We're all annoyed. Someone once made the comparison. They're like a family that kind of low-key hates each other, but they make it work.
Yeah.
Or they're always bickering, like that kind of family, and they're tight, even though they bicker all the time. So
I wonder, too, like what is his – what's his reputation in the league right now? Like how good – beyond all like the antics stuff – he's got a 48-20 record and he has a Super Bowl.
Here's what his reputation should be, or I think it probably is. He's a great offensive coach because you don't find very many of the quarterback gurus or analysts or content creators. Very few of them think that Hurts is even like not a top five quarterback. I saw Danny Kelly of The Ringer yesterday ranked him 13th, one spot ahead of Kyler Murray. So if he's that good as a quarterback, Hurts, and the coach and the system kind of shine him up that much and the build around him shines him up that much, then that's a heck of a job.
But doesn't he have the best roster that the league has seen in like 15 years?
Yeah, probably.
And that's why like he's not McVay. But, like in terms of I'm just saying reputation. I'm not even saying he's not as good a coach. I'm just saying he's not walking around with a crown on his head like Sean McVay or even like Kyle Shanahan have as like an offensive guy, Andy Reid. Like, I wouldn't mention him right away, and I don't think a lot of people would. And I think a lot to do with it is his GM's built like an owner together have built like the best roster in the league. And I wonder if this is just a credit game though. Like, who cares? He's going to win it and he's going to get up on the stage and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be the wrestling character. So I guess for him, does it even matter? But in terms of like who gets credit around the league for that type of stuff, I think he's second rate because his roster is so good.
803-0550. His roster is really good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And you know, whatever, they're the Eagles.
They'll probably win tonight by a lot.
Yes, I think so too. Looking for Dak to put. I think Dak will have a big year if he stays healthy.
I hope so. I was talking about earlier, like I've got him in half my fantasy leagues, and I have an MVP bet, which I will say now, I've made that bet before they traded Parsons. It's probably dead. I don't think they'll win enough games. They needed to have some path to winning enough games. I don't think that's going to happen now.
803-0550. If you're on hold, we'll get to your calls and our fantastic four-way parlay. We get one tonight and tomorrow, by the way, for Chargers Chiefs too.
Yeah.
How about that? Let's go. So we'll try to, you know, as a show, get an official parlay in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And something to just, you know, create a little interest in tonight. It's coming up, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. NFL kickoff on the way tonight. You can hear Eagles and Cowboys here on WGR. We're going to put together our fantastic four-way parlay coming up in a moment. We've got some calls to catch up on at 803-0550. Is Josh, what did you tell me? Mike in a cell still there? We'll get to Mike on a cell phone. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. The McDermott thing, the caller before, you know, talking about, you know, he's the great, you know, we'd never be where we are without McDermott. I think a lot of it comes from the decisions that he's made or hasn't made in big situations. I mean, we started at 13 seconds, but we forget about other stuff. You know, the Baltimore game last year, we've got a 4th-and-1 at the 20-yard line with an opportunity to lock up the game. Absolutely, we win the game if we make the 4th-and-1. Instead of going for it on 4th-and-1, he brings in Bass, who's been off and on all year as a field goal kicker, who kicks the field goal to make it an 8-point game. And okay, we almost lose it. You know, they almost tie that game, but for a drop. We look at the Kansas City game, and we talk about the 4th down that Josh, quote-unquote, didn't make it. But the play before, Kincaid clearly makes the 1st down. If he challenges that play, I don't think there's any question that he makes the 1st down, and we don't get put into that situation.
I don't agree. Well, I mean, we're really getting into, like, very small stuff. I don't agree at all that Kincaid got that spot. And I also don't really agree that you would just get that. Challenging spots is one of the biggest wastes of time you can get. You often do not get a half a yard that you might need. They only move a spot when it's a big move. And I'm sorry, like, I just don't buy it.
Well, I disagree with you because I've watched the replay.
Go watch the play. Watch the knee go down, and I think Kincaid is short on that play.
Okay, I disagree with you. But it's he's the worst in football in challenges.
That is correct. There have been numbers going back for like 4 or 5 years. He's the lowest successful challenge percentage.
And then he's a defensive coach that consistently plays poor defense in the playoffs. And so I look at this and I say, I'm not saying I want to fire McDermott, but I'm saying the criticism of him as a defensive coach, is he a good coach because of one player? Is he a good coach because the stuff that he, the big time decisions that I see him make a lot of times are wrong. And I just have a real problem with every time he's got the best quarterback in football and we just seem to fail all the time. And is it him? I don't know.
Well, the fourth and one you're talking about was a 4th and 2 at the Baltimore 2. They kick a field goal to go up by 8. It's 4th and 2. The previous play, Josh Allen up the middle to the Baltimore 2 for no gain. Like, this is and here's a, like, does McDermott only get credit for the bad offensive plays or only the good ones? You know, like,
right.
The Bills' final drive there against Baltimore, I don't know, does anybody really care about this? Josh runs for 5, Josh runs for 0, then they kick a field goal. Like, is that conservative on Brady's part? Is it conservative on McDermott's part? I don't know. We don't get to get inside the headsets. 13 seconds is one that sits there for everybody, of course. Past that, like, I don't know. I don't think there are these massive glaring problems. I do think that, yes, their defense does not come to play in the playoffs against the Chiefs. We know that. But I always want to hang a little bit of a inflation-adjusted stat on that, because how does Josh Allen do when he plays the number one defense in football? What happens? What's his record against the number one defense in football? Isn't it great? He does whatever he wants all the time. How have the Chiefs done against Allen in the playoffs? Spagnuolo, this genius defensive coordinator that's so good, how's he done? He consistently gives up points to the Bills. He gave up 29. People say 29 should be enough to win. Yeah. Spagnuolo gave up 29. So,
right.
Geez, wow, Spagnuolo, he's really good in the regular season. Then you get to the playoffs, and Josh Allen hangs 29 on him. Like, I wanted to have at least a little bit of an inflation-adjusted, why is it harder to play defense in the playoffs? Because the teams are way better. You're not playing Jacksonville and Carolina. You're not playing the Saints. You're playing the Josh Allen caliber teams. Like, the Bills have a playoff game caliber team in week one on Sunday night. So if they give up 30 points, this is the conversation we had with Joe Marino yesterday, Joe, right? If they give up 30 points, you have to give a little bit of a, all right, well, young defense, a lot of new pieces, a lot of injuries, and they're playing Lamar. The Ravens over-under for points? Is the Ravens over-under for points 26? I think it is. I think it's 26.
But the one part that I don't think is arguable is he's getting worse results against the Chiefs than anybody else is. Because the Chiefs average 24 against everybody else and 34 against the Bills in the postseason.
Okay, I would ask part of that, just if I could play a little devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to like overly defend McDermott. How much of that is because against the Bills they need more?
Versus when they play the Texans,
when they play the Browns, when they play the Dolphins. How many points did the Chiefs need against the Dolphins?
8.
The Dolphins scored 6?
They scored 7, yeah.
How many points do they need? If we're going to make this point about the Bills all the time, like, oh, well, Allen only put up X amount of points. Well, sure, if he needed to put up 50, might he have? That's game script does come into it. And in these games, the Chiefs always get, and trust me, this is a point against McDermott, so I'm not like arguing fully for him. I'm having the conversation here as people call in about it. How many points do they need? They're always getting what they need. That's the reality. They're always getting just what they need in the playoffs. So that to me, that's good enough. The numbers are bad. The points against are bad. We've got reasons. We've got excuses. We've got injuries. But if the Bills only put up 10 points, I bet the Chiefs only put up like, you know, 20. And would that be a win for the defense? I don't think so.
No, it'd be the Bengal game then, right? Because the Bengals only score...
They scored 27.
They scored 27, which,
right,
when you look at it, it's like, oh, it's actually not terrible. You wouldn't say it's good. It's not terrible, but why was it 27?
If they needed 50, would they get 50?
Right, exactly. It was only 27 because they really had no need. They needed 11 in that game.
Right. Interesting. Listen, today, some good calls, good conversation. Now it's football season. The McDermott's got to go.
The coach comes up.
The McDermott got to go. Door has opened on that party bus, and they've all poured into the parking lot. They are ready.
Yep.
They're ready to go. They're ready to go Monday morning, 6 a.m., Joe. Right? Right? They lose this game on Monday.
Yeah. Especially if there's like a, you know. But we didn't get a lot of these last year. The Ram game was really it, right? The clock management at the end of the Ram game was pretty tough. And
was tough.
That was a time where, you know, you could come out and be like, man, this coach. Otherwise, I don't really remember another day last year where you really could have done that.
Yeah.
So if you get something like that on Sunday night, then Monday will be that.
Houston.
But that's right, and he's the coach and everything under his. But I wanted to defend him that day because of him getting caught on camera basically saying, what are we doing?
Right. Let's get our fantastic four-way parlay together. Quad box it on the YouTube chat. Let's go. All four of us ready to go. We're going to pick each a piece of tonight's game, put together a four-way parlay. You want to jump
in with us? Owen's going to keep records.
I am. I'm going to keep all of our individual records and see how many times we hit.
Okay. We're going to forego the reality that if I pick something that's minus 300, my record's likely to be good as opposed to plus
300.
We'll just honor system here. We'll do the best we can.
Because I was actually looking at a bet that is like really long odds, and I'm like, do I want that loss? I mean, I don't want to kill the parlay, so.
I'll put the odds of whatever we pick on my records. I'll keep track.
All right.
I don't think you have to. It's fine.
All right, cool.
It's too much work.
Less work.
Same.
For me.
All right. That's awesome. Who's leading us off?
Who wants it? Josh? Wants it?
It's
Josh.
Owen's first one.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Welcome to the club.
I am going to go.
FanDuel same game parlay tab. Yep. Four pieces to a same game parlay tonight.
I'm going to rock a CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown. Feels like Dallas will want him to score a touchdown. Just for the showmanship of it, and I think they're gonna kill the Eagle, or I think they're gonna kill.
All right,
get killed, so they're gonna have a lot of choices to do it.
All right, plus 145, I got Lamb to score.
Okay,
anytime touchdown.
CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown. Who wants next?
I'll take next. This is an interesting one. It looks like a new thing you can bet. Either player first touchdown scorer, so you can bet two different guys paired together.
Whoa,
I'm gonna go with Jalen Hurts or Saquon Barkley for the first touchdown scorer.
I don't know if that is a parlayable thing. Is it?
It's in the tab.
It is. Okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
What are you going with? You're going with Jalen Hurts
or Saquon Barkley. That's like the thing. They're paired together as one bet.
All right.
For touchdown?
Yeah, it's at the top. Like if you go to the top, it's the third one down. Either player first touchdown scorer. It's in the same game parlay tab. That's what I see. All right.
I gotta find that. I didn't know that was a.
I think it's new.
Yeah, either player, anytime touchdown.
I like it. All right, Joe.
Hurts or Barkley? You picked a minus 900
No,
bet?
No. It's the first touchdown.
First touchdown.
Plus
165.
No, I'm not. No way.
This concept is new to me. Right. I didn't know what the
either
touchdown.
I'm going to go on an alternate spread here.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I like Philly to win this game by double digits. So I'm going to take the Eagles minus. Let's go all the way up. Let's go 13.5.
Whoa.
13.
Two touchdowns. Eagles win by two touchdowns.
All right.
Dallas demoralized. Don't really know much about Brian Schottenheimer as a head coach other than what? Brian Schottenheimer got the job?
Right.
Like, okay. Yeah. 13.5. Let's
going for a
blowout. I'm also going game script here. This game script, the Eagles have to score first, so they're going to get a lead. And then are we going to keep that lead? Dallas gets a little punch along the way. You know, once we start to build out a four-piece same-game parlay, we got to keep game script. So there you go, 13.5.
All right. I will end. Thought about a long shot that I'm not going to do because I don't want to kill the bet here. What I was looking at.
I'm going to juice our numbers if you did it. What is it?
I know. I mean, Kyrie Elam, 13.5.
Kyrie Elam to record an interception tonight
at
plus 1,000 because I think Deron Bland at nickel, Trayvon Diggs at other boundary, they are going to attack Kyrie Elam tonight.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to get roasted a lot, but in that system, he has more freedom to go like go after it.
Right.
So he's
going to
get burned, and he's probably going to get some turnovers this year. But what do you want? You want me to juice it up? You want my other bet? I mean,
is that in the same game parlay tab for us?
It is.
Where is it?
It's under D/ST, defensive/special teams, and then you got Elam to record interception at plus 1,000. That one, you're right. It doesn't go with the same game parlay.
Okay.
Okay, so good. Okay. Don't want it anyway. I'll do that on my own. I'm going to go under Saquon Barkley 93.5 rushing yards, and here's why. I think the Cowboys, because of the trade they just made, what are they doing? They're going to want to prove to everybody they can't get destroyed by Saquon Barkley over and over and over. They trade for a defensive tackle. They clearly are talking this way. They want to hold Barkley in check. I think they tried to do what the Chiefs did last year at the Super Bowl. They're going to run in to stop Barkley. It's a crazy high number at 93.5 in the first place. For an over-under, it's a crazy high number. And I think you're going to see more Eagles passing today, like in the Super Bowl, than you see running.
So there's our game script, too. Eagles not only want to win, they want to run it up.
They're going to run it up. The Cowboys are going to say, we're going to stop the run. The Eagles say, all right, fine. We're going to throw it to A.J. Brown, who's being covered by Kyrie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. All right. If we hit all these, 10 to win 380.
Love it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start hot, fellas.
Good luck. I'm going to take my Elam bet on the side. I do like that tonight.
That's interesting.
He's going to have 5 interceptions this year and 15 50-yard touchdowns.
Right, because that year when Diggs had all those interceptions, that was kind of the story was like he's not really that good at covering people,
but he's getting
picks. Go catch the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They're allowed.
All right, Extendo Sports coming up. That's our fantastic four-way parlay here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, join me tomorrow. I'll be at Rally House on McKinley Parkway. Tomorrow, 3 to 5. Best Bills gear in town. Ton of Bills merch, jerseys, sideline gear. Biggest selection, latest styles. Rally House, your Buffalo Bills headquarters. Visit WGR550.com for details.
All right, we're back tomorrow. We got a game tonight. Friday, football Friday tomorrow. So Chris Brown, Sal, Remember some Ravens. Also tomorrow, Andy Major, he'll join us on the Bills and anybody going to these games, like what you want to prepare for, what you need to know. Saw that they lost some parking spots, so different spots have been tweaked a bit. So we'll get to Andy Major, 8 o'clock. Also exciting tomorrow, they're bringing us food.
Yes.
Yeah. That thing where, like, hey, what if we brought the, you know, the chef brought in some stuff. You want to know the dishes that are coming in?
Oh, do I? Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Hold on. Let me pull these up for you here. So tomorrow.
Not eating dinner tonight.
No. Tomorrow we're going to get the MVP, which is flank steak, jalapeno relish, onion rings, onion aioli, and arugula on a sandwich. It looks amazing.
Okay.
The dock side, jerk chicken, mango pineapple salsa, cilantro aioli on a pretzel roll. And it appears like maybe some sort of one of these nacho battle boats kind of deals.
Okay.
So one side Baltimore, one side Buffalo. I don't know what the Baltimore side is. I mean, you could say it could be crab cake. I feel like if it's crab on nachos, I'm going to respectfully say no thanks.
What is it, just Old Bay or?
I don't know. I tell the kids whenever they get a meal that they don't want, say, like, it's not for me. No, thank you. So if it's crab on a nacho, no, thank
you. That's bad? Why is that bad?
Not for me. I feel like the mix is off.
What else is on it, though? It's going to be the chips and then the crab and then.
I don't even know if it's going to be crab.
I'm not putting nacho cheese on it if there's crab on it.
I don't want crab and nacho cheese. I want to do
coleslaw,
it.
Maybe.
We'll find out tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. for a Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.